This is Ray Martinez. Thank you for joining me today on our Bible teaching. We're talking about Jesus' teaching on the poor. Jesus has a heart for the poor and the marginalized people, and he often speaks about them in his teachings. In this podcast, we'll explore what Jesus says about the poor. Our scripture reading today is from Luke 6, verse 20, and it says this, "Then Jesus turned to his disciples and said, 'God blesses you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours.'" This comes from the Beatitudes and its sorrows. The poor are blessed in Luke 6:20 because Jesus loves his people. I mean, why wouldn't you, right? Jesus teaches that the poor are not forgotten by God and that they have a special place in his kingdom. The second point is that we should help the poor. In Matthew 25, verse 35 through 36, Jesus says, "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, you visited me." Jesus teaches that we should help the poor and marginalized, and that when we do so, we are serving him. We read in the book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 17, that when we help the poor, we are lending to the Lord. That's powerful. Us lending to the Lord when we help the poor, that's a written guarantee that God will pay us back when he says we are lending to the Lord. Here's the third point. Wealth can be a barrier. In Mark 10:25, Jesus says, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." Jesus teaches that wealth can be a barrier to following him, and that it is important to prioritize our relationship with God over our earthly possessions. And Luke 12, verse 33 teaches us, "Sell your possessions and give to the poor, because our treasures is in heaven." Jesus says that the poor will always be among us, and it's intentional. When you read Proverbs 22, verse 2, this verse notes that the rich and poor are both where they are because of the Lord allowing this to be. God makes it very clear that his eyes are on the poor, and he pays attention to how others treat them. If you are poor, know that God sees value in this for you today. He also has the power to help you experience a change in the situation at any time. He knows exactly where you are, and he will start this wonderful plan for your life, but it may not include lots of money. Okay, so what can we learn from Jesus' teaching? The poor are blessed. We should remember that the poor are not forgotten by God and that they have a special place in his kingdom. We should help the poor. We should strive to help the poor and the marginalized in the communities, whether through acts of service, charitable giving, or advocacy. And then wealth can be a barrier. We know this, so we should be careful not to prioritize our earthly possessions over our relationship with God. We should strive to live simple and generous, following Jesus' examples. The teaching of Jesus is that we do have to care for the poor and those who are vulnerable in our communities. May we have a heart for the poor, strive to help them in tangible ways, and prioritize our relationship with God over our earthly possessions. In my own personal life, I understand what poor is, and I've seen so much poverty throughout my entire career in law enforcement. I've learned that I'm not moved by what I see, but what is in the hearts and minds of the people. The worst of being poor is to be poor in spirit. Once Jesus enters our life, then the material things in our life are not as important. I like the way the Amplified Bible states this verse in Proverbs 19:17. Here is a very important verse in my life. "He who is gracious and lends a hand to the poor lends to the Lord, and the Lord will repay him for his good deed." Keep these verses in mind when you are reluctant to help the poor because you think they need to get a job, or when you stereotype poor people as an excuse for not giving. The Bible tells us that we should give generously and cheerfully, 2 Corinthians 9:7. It tells us that we should not be anxious about our finances, Philippians 4, verse 6 through 7. It tells us that we should store up treasures in heaven, not on earth, Matthew 6, 19 through verse 20. When you give generously, you put God first in your life. Mother Teresa famously said, "It's not how much we give, but how much love we put into giving." She believed that helping the poor wasn't just about providing material assistance, but also about showing them love, compassion, and understanding. Mother Teresa dedicated her life to serving the most vulnerable and marginalized, reminding us that even the smallest acts of kindness can make a significant difference in someone's life. When I was a young kid growing up, I often remember at least a couple of homeless people that lived in our community. Of course, over the years, that has changed a lot. But the two people that we did have, it seemed like all the neighbors knew how to take care of them. They either gave them a place to stay, or they knew where to go to get a lunch or dinner, and we would provide them food. Everybody chipped in because we cared about them, and we felt like everybody deserves to eat. Everybody deserves a place where they can rest their head and sleep for the night. That's the kind of community work that I like to see from all of us. Poverty doesn't mean it is forever. Some people have become very successful out of poverty. J.K. Rowling, the author of the famous Harry Potter series. J.K. Rowling struggled as a single mother living on welfare benefits. However, her perseverance and imagination led her to become one of the wealthiest authors in the world. Look at Abraham Lincoln. Before becoming the 16th president of the United States, Abraham Lincoln was born into a poor farming family in Kentucky. Through his determination and leadership skills, he rose to become one of the most revered figures in American history. Andrew Carnegie. He was born in Scotland. Andrew Carnegie immigrated to the United States with his family and he grew up in poverty. He went on to become a renowned industrialist and philanthropist, playing a significant role in the expansion of the American steel industry. Look at Ralph Lauren, the renowned fashion designer. Ralph Lauren grew up in a working-class neighborhood in the Bronx, New York. Despite his humble beginnings, he founded the iconic Ralph Lauren Corporation and became a prominent figure in the fashion world. These individuals serve as an inspiration, showcasing that one's upbringing does not define their future and success, but we have to have people out there to help. Giving a jumpstart to people in life is important. And I try to do this on my own accord in the smallest ways, and I see other people who try the same efforts through nonprofit organizations. Whatever it takes, bless them and you will be blessed. God bless you today.